Welcome to the conversation from a man's perspective. This is the place where we dialogue about religion, politics, relationships, dating, and social issues. The purpose of our conversations are to stimulate positive communication, thus creating a more harmonious atmosphere. Under the umbrella of Black Pearl Image Consulting, we also hold self-esteem building workshops with powerful motivational speakers to get you to the next level. Here at Black Pearl Image, we bring out the gem in you because we focus on the inner image first and the rest will follow. So check us out at blackpearlimage.com and book your next intimate conversation with one of our panelists. Also, a self-esteem building workshop with our motivational speakers. See you there. Hello, everyone. How are you today? I am your host, Levanna Forrest, and I have with me Ashton Darnell, our new co-host. Hi, Darnell. How are you?
I am doing great. How about yourself, Auntie?
I am absolutely wonderful. I'm looking forward to today's show, everyone. We are talking about college dating today, and Ashton Darnell will be giving us his personal views on the no-nos and the do's of college dating. And before we get into that, we want to thank you again for joining us on Conversations from a Man's Perspective. Know that we are offering an opportunity for you to showcase your business on our show. So give us a call or email us and let us know if you're interested. Darnell, have you been good this week?
Yes, I have been good this week. I wish the weather was a little bit better, but you know how the weather is here in North Carolina.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we need the rain. You know, we need the rain, so even though it kind of dampens our day, I welcome it.
Yes, I definitely believe that Mother Nature definitely does her part.
Yes, she does. Well, Ashton Darnell, we had some time to think about our college dating do's and don'ts. Do you want to share with us some of the do's and don'ts that you dealt with or give us some top 10 no's on your list for college dating?
Definitely. Well, first and foremost, dating in college is extremely different than any other time that you will be dating in your life. It's so different because, you know, you're always meeting new people. You know, you have that freedom of just to be able to be a social butterfly in a sense, and just interact with so many different people from so many different places. You and I both know, Auntie, once you pretty much get into the working world, as they say, you know, you're kind of limited to the people that you see at times. You know, generally see the same people from day to day, and in a sense they become a family of yours. So
yeah.
That's what makes dating in college so unique in my perspective.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You do become family because you do see the same people all day. Especially with me, I'm at my job sometimes 12 hours a day, so you become family.
Definitely. And
do you have a list of do's and don'ts for us?
Well, yes, ma'am. As you know, I do attend UNC Charlotte, University of North Carolina, here in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yay, UNC Charlotte!
Yeah, it's definitely a rising university. We have about 23,000 students at this university, and you know, most of us are commuters. So only a small portion of the students live on campus. It's probably about 19,000 people who, you know, actually live in the city of Charlotte. But definitely, as far as do's and don'ts of dating, I think the first thing that I'd like to speak about is, you know, just communication. You know, we all know that communication is one of the keys to holding any relationship together.
And speaking of communication, Ashton Darnell, the texting and the email chatting, it's so different. So how do you guys really understand or interpret what you mean when you talk about communication?
Definitely. I'm glad you brought that up. There are so many different forms of social media these days, and you know, something new pops up every single day. And these social medias definitely have an influence on relationships. And it's not just, you know, the younger generations anymore. It's actually expanding into all generations, because we all do.
Yeah.
We all find entertainment in social media, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I guess this is on the don't-do list. If you're involved in a relationship, you have to be mindful about what you do on social medias, or, you know, just how you present yourself in general. So I wouldn't advise you, if you're in a relationship with someone that you really care about, you know, to, you know, like every picture that you see of a female on Facebook.
I get you. But let me pause you there. I have to pause you there. And I totally agree. You can't like every woman, because it could be a little jealousy. But what is it? I've noticed that you say female. Is that... Well, I'm sure it is something new. But why is it that your generation now call women or girls females rather than girls or ladies, or what's it with this female thing? Is that something that you're just used to, or is that the new fad? What is that?
Well, I definitely apologize. I hope that isn't offensive.
No, don't apologize. I'm hearing it. We are this female. I've been dating this female. It's almost like we're some scientific term that you would find in the lab or something. I mean, whatever happened to lady or girl, or it just sounds so generic. You know what I mean?
Oh, I definitely see where you're coming from, Archie. I don't know. That's pretty interesting. You know, I definitely didn't notice I had that habit of, you know, referring to ladies as females. But, yeah, I'm not even sure about that one, Nancy. I guess, you know, when you're filling out Scantrons, you know, most of our Scantrons list male or female. So, you know, it's just one of those type of things. But I definitely appreciate a female, you know, who prides in themselves, you know, as being a lady. You know,
All right. Well, that's good.
Definitely. I love the ladies.
Okay, so go back to your, you said liking all the women or girls or females on your Facebook. Okay, so that's why, that's a no-no.
That's definitely a no-no. You know, you just have to, you know, put yourself in you know, your counterpart's perspective. You know, if they go on Facebook and, you know, they have notifications of what you do, and, you know, they're seeing that you're admiring, you know, other women and, you know, their pictures and how they do their thing, for say,
mm-hmm.
you know, that may be offensive, you know, to them. You know, you definitely want to spend more time appreciating what you have than showing appreciation for something else, you know, using or doing it through social media.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, so what's your next, the next thing on your list?
Well, this one is a little tricky. You know, like I mentioned before, when you're in college and university, you know, dating is, it's a lot different from the norm. So, you know, you may be around a lady or a female, you know, quite often. You know, well, you may see her at parties from time to time, or you may have a class with her. And, you know, you might not know when to, you know, make your move or not, you know, to actually let her know that, you know, you like how she does things, or, you know, you like something or see something special in her. So I definitely would like to say, you know, do make the first move, you know.
Make the move. Willing to confidence in the spirit, huh? So make it quick, right?
Well, you don't want to be too quick. You don't want to be too quick because it may be too abrupt for her. It may catch her off guard. But, you know, you do. Yeah, after a certain point, you definitely want to, you know, show some confidence and let somebody else know that you see something special in them. You know, that it's nothing wrong with, you know, giving someone a compliment. And, you know, there's plenty of fish in the sea, so, you know, if it doesn't go right the first time, you know, at least you give it a try. You know, so...
Okay. And so, Ashley Darnell...
Yes.
Is it better for the girl to make a move, or should she wait and let the guy make a move? Or does it matter now?
It doesn't matter at all. It doesn't matter. You know, it's really a 50-50 thing at this point. You know, we're all mature. You know, we're all mature enough to speak on how we feel about things. So, you know, if you go out to get something and you end up getting it or receiving it, you know, it'll make you more appreciative of what you have. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. I got you. What is your third thing on your list?
Well, this is another do. Do be honest. Definitely be honest, truthful. In any relationship, you want to—I hate to say prove, but you do. You definitely want to prove to be trustworthy. You know, if you gain someone's trust, or if you gain someone's respect, by just being honest, even if it's something that they may not want to hear, or maybe you feel like they don't need to hear it, you know, honesty, it definitely goes a long way. And it's nothing but a step builder in a relationship. So, you know, try to be as honest as possible. Personally speaking on myself, it's been times in the past I've been in a relationship and I haven't been honest. And, you know, that's something that I deeply regret, you know, now looking back on it. So I'd advise everybody to be honest in relationships.
And that's interesting that you say that, because in college, it's so full of games. Everything is a game. And I was reading an article written by a Harvard grad, and she talked about college dating on her campus. And it doesn't matter whether it's HBCU, it doesn't matter what level, what kind. It's all a game. So it's funny that you said being trustworthy or being honest, because most people, men and women, are not trustworthy. But in the end, you know, they have regrets and they wish they were, just like you said, I wish I was honest in the past. So why do you think that is? Why do you think that there's so much dishonesty and misleading on college campuses? Whether you want to date somebody or just hang out with them, why do you think that is?
Well, you know, Auntie, it's great that you bring that up. In my opinion, it's just a vicious cycle. You know, it's a repetitive cycle, and you know, somebody or a group of people have to step up and put an end to it. You know, game. We hear it from time to time. We hear it all the time. You know, it's something that seems to never end. You know, but it does end. And for some, it ends, you know, and it's too late. You know, you have to realize at some point in your life, hey, you know, my life is no game. You know, this,
right.
You know, relationships with other people, it's no game. You know, these are some of these relationships I have for the rest of my life. You know, so you have to, you got to give people, you know, the same respect that you would ask of them to give to you. You know, so it's a very vicious cycle, you know, and I would like for people, you know, to know that, don't play games. You know, just think about, you know, the long run. You know, think about the next day. You know, hey, if I do this today, or if I treat her like this today, or him like this today, and, you know, tomorrow they may not be there.
Right.
It may not be the best
thing. People get hurt. In the end, you know, they're hurt feelings. So you're right.
And crazy thing about it, Auntie, is some people, you know, a lot of people start off, you know, kind-hearted, you know, with no thoughts of crossing, you know, their counterpart. But, you know, I guess they catch on to the game after a while, you know, and that's when they start doing things that they wouldn't do, you know.
Right.
So it's just you have to stick up for what you believe in. You know, if you're a good person, you'll find someone good. You know, so just got to definitely.
Now, what's interesting, Ashton Darnell, is that the girls have caught on to the game the guys play. You know, because I know sometimes you guys may have that I don't care attitude. Mm-hmm. And so the girls have realized that I need to adopt that I don't care attitude so I can feel like I'm in control as well. When in fact she does care, and in fact, you know, sometimes the guys really do care, but to keep up that persona, that facade that I'm in control, the girls have adopted what the guys do. So have you seen that? Have you seen some girls play the game that guys play when it comes to dating in college?
Oh, yes, I've definitely seen it. And the thing about it is you have to be open-minded, you know, and that's on my list. You know, when you're dating, you choose to be open-minded. You know, you can't follow the fad, you know, because everybody doesn't follow the fad. You know, if you're straight up with what you're talking about or what you're doing, whatever it is that you're doing, you'll get respect for it, and generally things will work out and go the way that you choose for them to go, or the way that maybe you plan for them to go. So if you want to adopt the role of somebody else, maybe from your past or from television or whatever it may be, you can adopt that role, but you can only expect to gain whatever their role beholds, you know, per se.
Right.
So, I mean, you just have to, you got to be open-minded. You have to do your own thing. You know, you can't expect the new guy that you're with or the new lady that you're with to be like the last person that you were with. You know, so if you do expect that, and you're just putting yourself in a box, and unfortunately, you're putting them in a box as well.
Right.
You know, so.
Now, let me ask you about sex campus. I was also reading that some friendships / dating relationships are so casual that some of the guys reveal that they have sexual relationships with other guys to the girls that they're dating as well. And the girls, to keep from feeling like, oh, my gosh, no, he didn't, or I'm really not into you anyway, talk about it as if it's no big deal. Now, to me, that shocked me because I'm so old-fashioned, or, you know, I'm the baby boomer, born in the 60s. You know, we just didn't do that. We just didn't talk about things like that. Have you found that in this present day? I know you've been to two major universities. Have you found that kind of casual conversation regarding sex?
Just for clarification, Nancy, by chance, did you say that that a guy
yes,
has
I
sex
do.
With another guy?
Yes, I did.
With a
yes,
girl?
I did. Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I honestly don't. I've never heard of anything like that. Well, I can't say that I never heard of anything like that because I know that things like that do exist, but it's not common. It's actually not common at all.
Not common where you okay?
In my community, yeah, it's not common at all to, you know, for that conversation to arise. But it does lead me to one of my don'ts. And I guess, yeah, females, ladies, don't. Yeah, never change yourself for a guy. If a guy chooses to do whatever it is that he chose or chooses to do, and it's not something that's practice or, you know, your family practices, you don't have to make it, make it comfortable for you to be able to discuss that or, you know, you don't have to feel comfortable doing anything that you're not used to or that you don't approve of just because, you know, someone that you may like something about chooses to do it.
Right.
So never change yourself for a guy. You know, always stick to what you believe in and, you know, things that you respect. Follow your morals.
Right. And, you know, and some girls do. That's one of the most unfortunate things. Like, for example, if a young lady feels that dating a certain fraternity will make her the it girl or the hot girl on campus, you know, a lot of nice young ladies will drop all the guards that we were raised up with to be with that guy, that hot guy in the fraternity. Have you found that in the schools you've attended?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, definitely, all the time. I mean, you know, I can't say that I disapprove of it, though. You know, because I definitely believe in, you know, you know, while in college, you're in the stage of planning out your life, in a sense. So, you know, if a female likes something about a guy or if a guy is popular, maybe, or, you know, he's the captain of the football team, and, you know, her only dream is to be a stay-at-home wife or something like that, hey, I can't be mad at her because that's her dream. You know, I can't say that that's something that I would advise her to do, but, I can't be mad if that's her thing, if that's what she wants to do. You know, so if she feels like this guy is the one to lead her to her dreams or whatever, you know, it sounds kind of shady, but hey, you know, that
yeah.
If that's what you want, shoot for it, you know?
I'm on the seesaw with this one.
I definitely understand. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, you know, the hottest thing, you know, can't stay hot forever, you know, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hottest thing can't stay hot forever, so you got to know that. But, you know, if that's what you're into, hey.
I like that. The hottest thing can't stay hot forever. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay, what else do you have for us?
Well, next on the list, we're going to go with a don't. And one of the don'ts is, don't rush things. I know earlier, when we were talking about, do make the first move. And, you know, I mentioned that, you know, you don't want to be abrupt with it, you know, maybe. That's what I kind of was mentioning with this don't rush things. And most of the time, I guess it seems to be a male issue. When it comes to rushing things with ladies. And of course, when you think of rushing things, 9 times out of 10, you may think I'm talking about sex. But I mean, just any phase of a relationship, maybe a first date, or maybe even something as simple as a first kiss. You know, you don't want to rush it. You know, just let time take its part. You know, if it's meant to be, then it'll happen. You know, you just have to enjoy building a foundation of things. You have to enjoy whatever it is that you're doing. So, you know, you just want to let it play through time, I guess, maybe. So yeah, don't rush anything.
You know what's interesting about that particular one? There are so many homes where there's an absent parent. And most of the homes have an absent father. So when you say don't rush things, just take it slow, just build a foundation, there are so many young ladies out here that have no idea what that means. What does it mean to build a foundation when she's never had that experience at home? So I think going into college, or maybe during our senior years, there should be something, some kind of extracurricular activity or lesson or summer project where that's taught. Because a lot of girls end up with broken hearts because we don't know what it means to build a foundation. So you guys see relationship building very much different than the way us girls do. And I also think that if guys understood that there are so many homes with a single parent, that young lady may need a little bit of help. So have you come across a lot of girls in school who were not raised with their man in the house, who really doesn't have a clear-cut understanding of what building a foundation means?
I'm glad you brought that up, and I totally agree with you, Auntie. It definitely should be, you know, some type of class or, you know, some type of something where we can have a discussion like that. But I have
run across. If it could be your next project.
Yeah, that would be nice. Yeah. Yes, ma'am. I have come across that. Actually, a girl that I was dating, it was a difficult situation. She knew who her father was, but you know, her father didn't really claim her. So it's a horrible situation. But when it comes to foundation building, I mean, I as a man, you know, if I have a child with a lady, you know, I have to step up and I have to be there for my child, you know. So that's just what it's all about. And honestly, I guess you can't teach it to everybody, you know.
Yeah, true.
It's a very sad thing, but you know, it's just about, you know, right and wrongs. You know, it's about right and wrongs, and. Mm-hmm. If somebody doesn't want to do right, then, you know, they're gonna do wrong. You know what I mean?
If the guy is really into her, he would help her to build a foundation. He would teach her, I think, if he's really into her.
Exactly. Yeah.
You agree?
I mean.
Yeah. Okay.
I totally agree, and you know what? You know, just speaking personally, you're right. We see it quite too often. We see it so often, and. You know, if you're a male, if you're a guy, you're dating a female, and you know that, you know, she doesn't know what a relationship is, or she's not used to you know, going out on dates maybe, or, you know, maybe a guy being nice to her or anything of that sort. You know, you got to do right and wrong, man. You have to know your rights and wrongs, I apologize. But you have to step up to the plate and take ownership, you know, for how you treat other people. You know, and that's what it all comes down to. You know, when you play a part in somebody's life, you gotta play the right part. You know, you gotta wanna do the right thing. Mm-hmm. And That's what it all comes down to.
Yeah. And it's the same thing for girls. I think girls have to understand that or accept the fact that they just don't know. You know, I've seen some hard-headed young ladies. You can't tell me anything. I know what I'm talking about. I'm grown. That kind of attitude. So I think, too, the ladies need to humble themselves and be taught. You know, we don't know everything. You guys don't know everything. So we have to stop this narcissistic type attitude and just allow ourselves to be taught. And then we could be, you know, more healthier and happier in college developing relationships. May it be a long-term romance or a best friend type relationship. We have to allow a little give and take for each other. Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
So do you have anything else on your list for us?
I actually do. I have another do and I have another don't.
Okay.
Which one would you like for me to do first?
Give us another don't.
Okay. In college dating, don't be too serious. No, don't be too
Aww.
Serious.
Aww.
Yeah.
Have fun, right?
Well, in a sense, and, you know, I hate to renege on my don't, but of course, you know, there's different stages to relationships, so you have to be mature enough to know where you're at in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in early stages of relationships, you know, don't be too serious, you know, because dating is supposed to be enjoyable. You're in college, you know, there's so many people around you, you know, so explore, you know, you have plenty of time to find someone. So, you know, have fun with dating, explore all of your options. Of course, be honest in everything that you do, but, you know, don't take everything so serious. And that actually leads me to my do. You know, in which that means do have a life outside of your relationship.
Oh, yeah, must have that balance.
Definitely. So you don't, when you're in college, you don't want to be tied down by somebody for your, you know, for all of your college career. You know, have a life outside of it. If you like working out, go work out. If you like to eat sushi with your friends, with your girlfriends or your friends.
And I love sushi, by the way.
Hey, me too, Archie. You definitely gotta go eat
with a glass of Merlot.
Yes.
So
yeah,
yes.
Definitely have a life outside of your relationship. You know, explore, travel, do whatever it is that makes you happy. Because, you know, the person that you're in a relationship with, you know, they're supposed to make you happy as well. So that's what they're there for. So.
Right. And that's especially true, you know, because, you know, we're growing. We're growing and learning and exploring, and we're finding out what we like and what we don't like and who we don't like. So, you know, I totally agree with that one. Totally accept and understand how important that is.
Yeah, because just to piggyback off of what you said, I do apologize cutting you off, but, you know, it's really all a balance. You know, just it's unhealthy for your relationship to, you know, consume all aspects of your life. So you want to find a balance of your social life, your relationship, your work, religion, you know, and the things that make you happy. You know, you want all of those things to fit in somewhere in your life, you know, just to make that complete balance. And they all piggyback off of each other.
Yeah. Yes, they do. Okay, are you ready for a break?
Definitely.
All right, we will be right back with Conversations from a Man's Perspective. And Ashton Darnell will be back with more hot topics on college dating. Hello, and welcome back to Conversations from a Man's Perspective. I am Levana Forrest, and with us we have Ashton Darnell. Ashton, Darnell has given us several tips of college dating. And very, very informative, very insightful tips, since he is currently attending college at UNC Charlotte here locally. I also want to share a few, and Darnell will help me to, Ashton Darnell, I have to get used to saying that, will have to help me expound on those. But Ashton Darnell, I was researching, and AskMen.com had a great article on the no-nos of college dating. And one that they mentioned I thought was interesting. He said, being too patient, but you almost said slightly the opposite. And what I think they were trying to say is, if you see a young lady and you like her, don't wait too long to go and meet her and say hello. And what do you think? What do you think about that? You think that's a really good no-no, or you think you should be patient?
Well, that's a good question, Auntie. Good question. Everybody, you know, they have their own style. They have their own approach. You know, everybody, they do their own thing. You know, I've always believed, you know, patience is a virtue, of course.
Yeah.
But I do. I have friends myself. You know, they have another approach to them. You know, they, if they see it, they're on it. You know, they're gonna get it. You know, they're.
If they see it,
yeah,
they're on
it. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, they see it and they like it, they want it. So,
wow.
And you know what? Females, ladies, you know, they go for different things. You know, so sometimes they want a guy who is aggressive, you know, holds that aggressive nature. Or sometimes they want, you know, more of the laid-back guy, you know, the smooth guy, I guess.
That be you, by the way, Ashton Darnell, the laid-back, smooth guy?
Well, you know, I'm a Gemini, so I have two sides of me, of course. You know, I guess if you want to go off of that. So I like to think that I have more of, I'm more in between of both of them, you know.
Okay. So, balance.
But no, it's all about your approach. It's all about, you know, your style, you know, just you as a person, you know. Maybe you might find it might make a perfect match with somebody, you know, depending on your approach. So, you know, I can't say that I disagree with you know, not being impatient when it comes to dating.
Okay. The next one is getting drunk. That I can agree with hands down. Who wants to meet a guy who's sloppy drunk? You know, first of all, you probably won't even remember that you met her, and then when she sees you again, you know, she may not want to speak to you because you were drunk when you met her, and then you're wondering why she won't speak to you. And I've been to several college parties. Well, when I was in college, they were some pretty sloppy, complicated people. But thank goodness back then, I think the most I could handle when I was in college was a Miller beer. And I didn't drink wine back then. I'm trying to think that I even drank rum. And rum was a common drink when I was in college. Maybe some vodka. But I think my brother liked Crown Royal. His taste was a little bit more elevated than mine when it came to liquor. But I did see a few people get drunk, and it's not pretty. It's not.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure if you heard it, Auntie, but, you know, a common term these days, you might hear people saying turn up. Turn up, turn up.
Say again?
Turn up.
Turn up,
so, I mean,
okay.
Turn up. So, I mean, I guess it's kind of referencing, it isn't just referencing, you know, drinking alcohol or anything, but it's just like, you know, like turn the volume up, you know, be more exciting, you know. You know, kind of get crazy or whatever. So, you know, it influences, you know, people to drink more, you know, do things more obsessively, you know. So, you definitely find a lot of drinking, you know, a lot of drunk people, you know, in the college scene. And you got to be careful, you know. you just want to, you know, you want to practice safety, you know, safe habits, definitely, you know. So that's my first piece of advice. But, you know, you have to watch how you present yourself. You know, you, if it's a lady or if it's a female that you've seen in class or that you've seen around campus and there's something special about her, I'm sure you'd hate for her first impression of you to be, wow, look at that guy over there throwing up because he drunk so much tonight.
And that's so gross.
Yeah. So, I guess I'd have to agree with him. You definitely don't want to be drunk when approaching anybody as far as a relationship standpoint or a dating standpoint.
Yeah. So what about kissing and telling? And I do think that is very tacky. But, you know,
yeah,
when girls
right.
get together in our dorm room, we do talk about our guys. But, what do you think about kissing and telling? I think it's more damaging when guys talk about the girl he's with. What do you think?
Well, I think that maybe that's inevitable. Because I know that females, I know that they're gonna kiss and tell. You know, I know that, well, once you get to a certain age, you might find it less, but, you know, pretty much you can guess 9 times out of 10 when you see a group of females together, you know, talking or whatever and laughing or doing whatever. You know, they're talking about guys probably, you know, so it's, that's just one of those things that it's inevitable in my perspective. And the same thing with guys, you know, it's just a respect level. You know, it's a respect
yeah.
level. So if it's this chick that you're just so happy that, you know, you guys have a mutual respect or a mutual liking for each other and, you know, maybe you think this is the one. You know, you're not going to go to your, you may go to one of your friends and tell them that, hey, you know, man, I'm finally getting to know this girl or whatever. But you're not going to go to to all the guys on the team and let them know that, hey, you know, this is this and that. You know, so really, it's just a respect level and, you know, when you guys practice whatever habits that you practice, you know, you can assume what type of a level of respect that you're going to get from the counterpart when it comes to, you know, I guess kissing and telling, you know.
Right.
So it's something that you can pretty much monitor for yourself, you know. But I don't agree with it at all, Auntie. You know, I have any female that I deal with, you know, I have utmost respect for her, and you know, if I deal with you, then obviously I care about you, so there's no need for me to talk about, you know, the things that we do.
Very good. Keep it to yourself. I hear you.
Yeah.
Would you go to the next, dating among friends? Have you ever done that? Have you ever witnessed friends dating friends? And if so, how did that play out? I mean, that would be a little awkward, I think.
Yeah, that is extremely awkward, I should say. I actually was in a situation where a buddy of mine, he was telling me about this girl. And, you know, he's excited about her. You know, he likes her or whatever. I mean, it's not like, you know, he wanted to marry her or anything, but, you know, he was getting attention from a new chick, I guess. You know, it's a female that showed interest in him. So anyway, you know, to move on with the story, we actually, I guess he got in contact with her. It was like a Friday night Friday evening. And pretty much, you know, he asked me to walk with him over to her dorm room. So we walked over there and we got into her room and, you know, she was chilling out, you know, watching some TV or whatever. I think she was doing some homework on her laptop. And It was the most weirdest thing, Auntie.
I could imagine.
Yeah, it was the most weirdest thing because, you know, they kind of just met each other, so it was so fresh. You know, it wasn't that deep at all. And, I'm trying to remember exactly what she said, you know, as the conversation continued for about 30 minutes. But mm-hmm. at some point in the conversation, she says, you know, I want to say something, but, you know, I just feel so bad saying it. You know, like, so she's contemplating what she's going to say. And, mm-hmm. let's come to shove anyway. Long story short, she ends up telling, you know, my friend, my buddy, that she actually likes me instead of him.
Oh, my gosh. You're kidding.
Exactly. So, you know, it was just so weird. It was so awkward. And it was just like, you know, are you serious? Like, come on. Because I never met this girl before, ever. So it's just like, you know, where did this come from?
Evidently, she saw you somewhere.
I guess so.
Yeah.
And so, you know, now I'm in this position, Auntie. It's this chick in front of me. She likes me. But my, you know, my friend, he was telling me how much he, you know, he liked her. And
oh
my goodness. So, you know, the chick, she wasn't an ugly girl, you know, so do I try to make something out of it with this lady or, you know, what do I do? And of course, you know, I stepped up to the plate and, you know, I didn't think it was cool at all of her to do that. So, you know, we left and we just, you know, let bygones be bygones. But
yeah.
I don't know.
That doesn't look for a way to handle it.
It's so awkward. It's just like, what do you do in that situation? You know, what do you do in that situation? So, I mean, it all depends. It all depends on how you want to look to your friend. Maybe you might get the go ahead of your friend. My friend, he told me I could do whatever. But, you know, I didn't like how things went down. It wasn't cool at all to me. So I couldn't partake in anything with her. But, you know, that's just one of those things.
It's not like you respected your friend, though, too. You respected your guy friend, so. You know.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely. Okay. Definitely have to respect my friend first. You know.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Okay, the next on this list from AskMen.com is being a slob. Taking a shower. I have not experienced my college friends not bathing. thank goodness. Have you come across anyone, Ashton Darnell, that didn't understand that taking a bath is essential?
Well, you know, not bathing is, that's the end thing, though, until you didn't know that.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't take a shower for about 2 or 3 days. You know, it's supposed to be good for the skin.
Oh, so. That's okay. And I have a powerful nose, so you need to bathe quite frequently if you're around me.
you definitely want to take care of yourself, you know. Take care of your hygiene. I've actually never ran across that. That's one of those things that's just like, come on, man, you know better, you know. Did you learn? Do you know anything? Like, if you don't know when to take a shower or when to take a bath at the right time, then it's just like, you know, you got to get some serious things in order with your life. So, I've actually never experienced that. But I mean, if you choose to go a day without taking a shower, I'm not mad at you at all. I'm not.
But you know, it's interesting, you know. There are some cultures where taking a bath is not a priority. I had a coworker; she's from a different country, I won't say which, and she did not take frequent baths, whether they were bird baths or washing up, or, you know, you just put the fragrance on top of yesterday's fragrance. And, you know, being in the workplace, it can be an issue. I researched an article where a lady actually sued her company because they refused to approach this person to tell this person, you need to take a bath because your odor is offensive. But I did have a coworker who did not take frequent showers, and me being in the management position, I had to gently let her know that she was offending the people around her. But I haven't had any college friends with that issue. But that's a very, very delicate issue. And I think you're younger, you're more prone to just express yourself, and you don't worry about being tactful. You just say it, yo, man, you need to wash, man, or yo, man, you smell. You know, it's kind of easier. But when you're in a workplace, it could be a little touchy. So, but I haven't had to deal with anyone in my circle who has not taken a shower.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is a touchy issue, especially, you know, when it becomes a, you know, a cultural thing. And
it's just
something where, you know, if you're a female and one of your female coworkers is, you know, she doesn't smell right. You know, I mean, you letting her know, you know, that could be taken nicely. You know, it could be taken offensively as well, but, you know, the way that you do it, you know, it could be, you know, a good gesture, you know, so. I definitely, if one of my friends, you know, isn't smelling the best, you know, depending on the relationship, I might talk a little trash to them. But, you know, in all good, you know, with a good heart, I'm just, you know, letting them know, hey, man, you know, smell a little bit, man, you know, so freshen up a little bit.
It's all good, man.
Definitely.
Okay. Well, it looks like our time is about up. This has been a very exciting talk on the college do's and don'ts, the college dating with Ashton Darnell. We are here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Thank you for joining us with Conversations from a Man's Perspective. I'm Leanna Forrest and Ashton Darnell, and we will see you in 2 weeks with some more hot topics. If you have a hot topic for us, please email us at LeanannaForrest@yahoo.com, or you can give me a call. I'm on the web, blackpearlimage.com. We will talk to you later.
Yep.
Bye, everybody.